Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 12, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about corruption in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about corruption as a Zimbabwean businessman is accused of allegedly failing to implement projects worth millions of dollars won through a local tender system.
Businessman Wicknell Chivayo appeared before a parliamentary committee today facing allegations that a company in which he is a shareholder failed to implement projects running into millions of dollars after winning lucrative tenders.
One of the projects was to supply solar services in Gwanda, Matabeleland South Province. Chivayo is well known for splashing cash and showing off his property.
Just how deep is corruption in Zimbabwe?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yabakambe, mahlabe zulu lingani chona njani lapha khona kona ngapho ke emakhaya lapha thina siyaphila. Ye, lomhla ke udaba esiqoqa ngalo ngoluka mnumzana Wicknell Chivayo usomabhizimusi okuthiwa ke wathola itender yokuthi alungilungise lokho kuthiwa ngokwe-solar energy umlilo kagetsi lo osebenzisa ilanga. So ke kasayenzanga khonoku okumela kwenze sizokuthiwa ke i-tender board yayimnike umsebenzi wokuthi alungise khonoku okufika singathi ke $7 million kodwa ke akukhanya ukuthi kwahamba njani. So lamhlanje ke ube bizwe edale lephalamende ukuthi akhulume ngakho lokho. Ukhulumile sibili ukuthi wakwenza sibili wathatha imali wenza lokhu lalokhu kodwa wasekusehlula phambilini. So sifuna ukuza ukuthi lina nxa selikhangela ngokungathembeki kwele Zimbabwe kambe abantu bame njani, abantu bayathembeka kumbe bathembeki? Sizokuthiwa ke kuyafiwa babawande kunjalo fowethu.
Nyayano netsa vadube zvaiti kanhasi izvi inongwa imwe chapter in the unfolding situation that we are witnessing in the country. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping that maybe we will get some more information and mm-hmm. people's views. Chaitika panapa nhasi nyaya yedu ine zvokuita nenyaya dzeuori corruption. Nasi mzvina bhizinisi Wicknell Chivayo aenda mberi kweparliamentary committee achibvunzwa mifunzo pamusoro pebusiness rake uyezve kuti matenders kana kuti mvumo yekuita business achipiwa mari nehurumende akamawana sei. Vachivayo vabvumavo kuti vaishandisawo vamwe vanhu maminista navamwe vanhu vane uremu mune zvamatongero enyika kuti vawane matenders iwaya. Saka toda kuti tikurukure nyaya inhasi tinzwe kuti vanhu vanofungei nezvataurwa navachivayo. Tinoziva kuti munyika medu manga mune nyaya dzakangowanda wanda dzinoita zvouro izvozvi. Tinoona kuti pana mamwe maminista akudhara ari kuendeswa kumatare namamwe mabusinessmen vari kuendeswa kumatare nenyaya imwe chete iyi. Asi hanhasi yakasiyana pakuti uyu munhu aenda kuparliamendi kunobvunzwa navakuru vakuru navamiririri vedu muparliamendi mibvunzo yose iyi yezvinhu zvose zvabvuma. Saka ndo nyaya toda kuti titaure nhasi Dube.
Ye, siyabona kuti kula vanhu tavose vesitumezele imilayezero lapha avanenginengi. Sike sizwe ukuthi bathini ke ngakhonoku ke abafuna ukuthi sikubale khonapha ke emphakathini kodwa ngisalungisa ke ifoni yami wande wazane yezomsindo kodwa ke iyasokuncono. So ke siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu ababuyileyo lapha besithi bafuna ukukhuluma labo Ye, so ekusokumgceke okukhulunywa ke undododwa Ananias uthi ye abantu kweZimbabwe ukanye ngazani kugcwele ukuphambana kakhulu. Unyatsi Chiradza la uyakhuluma ukuthi hi guys, I'm watching you from eBotswana. Kubuze ubuya ke uApostle Midian Dube lo Polat kwakuba maphosa la bathi sibukele Dube. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi hlale sichaza kwalapha fowethu. Kuhlale kunjalo. Kuzobuya labanye ke abathi Dube into ekhona ukuthi sicela usifonele. So kulobaba lapho ukuthi simfonele khona manje. Sazama ukuthi sikufonele mfowethu. Willard Sithole. Ukuthi mfonelani bantu. Yes, sizanika abafuna inombolo ukuze bakuthinte khona ngapho. Singazi ukuthi sesitholile kumbe besicele ukuthi sidinge abanye abafowethu ukwenza ukuthi babuye labo lapho kuhlelo. Kodwa mbonazani ngasika batholi. Ye, nxa sikhangela ke futhi baba sokulo umama kuthiwa nguPamela. UPamela Khumalo la ukuthi ya, ngiyabona ukuthi ngikhona lamba fowethu. Kodwa ke asikhulumeni sizwane. So singabe silobane ecingweni baba kwande. Kuthiwa silobane khona.
Tine guest pa phone pa Mr. Dube. Tina va Alois Chaumba. Muripo here va Chaumba?
Ndiripo zvangu makadiko.
Aiwa tiri nani isu, tiri nani chaizvo. Tanga takateerera tichiona mibvunzo yakachibvunzwa kuna vachivhayo. Tine nyaya yehuori yenyaya dzecorruption muZimbabwe. Tichida kutsiga nenyaya yezvaitika nhasi kuda mungagona kutibatsirawo zvamunofunga nezvamavona nezvamanzwa nhasi panyaya iyi.
Ndatenda
kwangu.
Chekutanga ndangode kuziva teze kuti nyaya dzeuori idzi muno muZimbabwe dzatekeshera uyezve dzapfuya zvisero. Zvinhu zvanga zvichiitika izvi vanhu vakangogara vachingozvitaura kuti pane nyaya dzisina kumira zvakanakanaka kamusiwa kwebasa raitwa kuzesa nekambani yavo yavachivayo iyoyo asi takashayikwa yatiyetu muchirungu yaiyi kunzi political will kuti nyaya yacho idhikwedhikwe nayo saka nemamiriro akaita zvinhu handioni kuti pane chinhu chichashanduka kuti chigadziriswe nekuti izvozvizvi tikatarisa pakauya utungamiriri huripo hwoyu vanhu vakangoita kuchitsidzirwa kunge zvinonzi izvo vane shungu nekuda kupedza uori asi ngoma ndiyo ndiyo.
So can you put that in English as well so that we capture a lot of people in trying to, for you to explain to them what you think about this issue?
Like I said, that you know the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe is so endemic that it is very very difficult you know to stop it because there is no political will in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Even the new dispensation when it came to power, what it managed was just you know to scare or chase away their political you know opponents, but they don't have the will to, you know to fight corruption because.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at all those cases, you know, they just died a natural death. I don't think any of those cases are going to see you know, the light of the day because what they wanted was just to make sure that they were very secure in their positions. There is no political will, it's just mere talking on, but no, there is no action on the ground.
So we see that Mr. Mnangagwa, who is the president of Zimbabwe, is saying that, you know, he's fighting corruption. And as far as he's concerned, he's doing exactly that. Is he going to manage to do that?
Yeah. Can you tell us, can you just give me an example of somebody who has been convicted of corruption? Those are just, you know, in a word only, they are not accompanied by any action on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of cases people have reported, but we have not seen anybody who has been convicted. Why?
What's the reason?
There is no political will. Everybody knows that they've got some skeletons in the cupboard. Once they try to bring someone into the to court, they are also going to to open a Pandora's box. So there is these are just hot air balloons. Nothing will come out from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to talk Mnumzana Alois Chaumba. Chaumba ke anti-corruption trust of Southern Africa. Uti ya. Okusobala ukuthi ke nxa yena sekhangele ubona ngazani ke uhulumende kaMnangagwa kalakho lokho kungani intshukuntshu yokuthi abantu bebotshwe ukuthi ngubani osebotshiwe seloku uhulumende lo wangena embusweni lokho ukuthi abantu babotshwa lapha nje ungani kuyalengalenga ukuthi hayi osejele nguphi kukhanya kula muntu ovalelweyo ngodaba lolu siyabona ukuthi esanda ukungena ke esikhundleni wayagijimisa abantu abanjengo-Ignatius Jombo kuzobuya labanye baba khonapho so khonoku ukhanya zani uthi ke akutshengisele ukuthi kwakule ntshukuntshu yokuthi kuliswana lokungethembeki so ke wambuza ke umbuzo you can go ahead and ask him
yes.
another question
yes mathi mimi vachamba mathi mimi kuvuya kwakaita hurumende itsvai akumbo nyatsokugutsai kuti vanogona kuchinja zvunhu maererano nenyaya dzecorruption nyaya dzeuori sei muchidaro
pakatanga kukuya hurumende chaiyo mubasa rayo tanga chiri chipatapata vanhu vachinzi vari kusunga nyaya dzeuori achizvisizvi tadasvika mazuva nezanga rachirerini pane munhu mumwe chete akambohanzizo akabatwa nemhosva yakati yeori asi kuti bedzi varikunzi vakanemidzerwa mhosva dzeori ndiani akambopiga jeri
Do we have a caller or somebody?
Yes. Vachaomba murambe muri papo tikudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Batai makadaro. Yes. All right. Yeah. Tinamukoma admit ku South Africa ko makadiko.
Tinofana makadii.
Aiwa tiri nani hedu tibatsirewo nenyaya nhasi.
Ndafana chaizvo nezvaitwa nedare. Asi dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti tinogona kufarira inyaya dzakaita zvidziya idzi dzaitiwa but magumo achona sezvakaitaurwa nemutauro wapfuura magumo acho hatizooni munhu achiiswa mujeri vakawanda vakaiswa pamberi pedare but at the moment hatichatomboziva kuti vachadzoka rini
nokuti
according to zvandanga ndakateerera vachivayo vachibvunzwa ndatova clearly kutoona kutoti murume uyu une mari yaakatodya uyu and zvakaitwa through corruption exactly nokukonwa kupinda mibvunzo imwe yavanga vachibvunzwa saka zviri clear vachaguma vafungwa here kana kuti vachaitwa sei ndo zvimwe zvonetsa manje because vanhu vakaba vakatowanda inoratidza kuti vanhu vakazvironga zvinhu zvakarongwa navanhu vakawanda kuti vaadze mari iyoyo
ehe hai tiri kuzvinzwa
haukamu kuti project yakapatiswa kudhara yava kuda kuitwa iko zvino panew dispensation all along vanga vari kupi
hauyo mubvunzo mukuru chaizvo mukuru aiwa tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu dhuve come admit here is saying that what he's seeing in parliament and in the courts is just a beginning that has no end because we never get to understand or hear about the conclusion of all these investigations. While people are being brought before parliamentary committees or even in courts, there is no end at all. We have not heard of anyone who has been put through this whole thing, being sent to jail or anything like that. There is no question that, you know, he says that there's no doubt that money has been taken. So what are we going to do about it? That's what he wants to know. And that this whole thing was very, very, very well planned. I think his idea is that it was well planned. Something went wrong. And all this thing of chasing other people around doesn't work because it was well planned and they are protecting each other. And he wants to know where have they all been all this time? Projects that were initiated in the old government are still being debated in this new government, and yet there are corruption cases that are sprouting everywhere around us with no end in sight.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. So we've got a caller on the line. I think he's Mr. Makaya. Mr. Makaya, how are you? ukona tuma ukunjani mfowethu
ngikhona ngiride yebo baba
ngicela usondele efonini magaya abantu bathu magaya ngani uponjile madoda sondele efonini uthi fire 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 sondela baba
yase ngikhona kunjani manje
awubone nge sokuncono mfowethu so wena ubona njani khona ukuthi ungethembeki ezimbabwe
khona vele kunengi kungathembakali ezimbabwe but asazi njengoba nalo hulumende okhona esithi ufuna ukuphungula ukuthi for sure uza kuphungula yini kumbe layo kuyenzele ukuqinisa yakhe indawo asazi kodwa asiwe nalo baba yedwa okhulunywa ngaye kuningi vele akubaleki asingeke sokubalisa ukuqede ngokuthi okuningadale singakwazi ukuthi vele kwi-corruption sengangani kuqondile
so kodwa nxa sikhuluma ngokungathembeki phela sikhulumi ngabantu kuphela abangobo-businessman into ezinjalo abantu nje generally kume njani nxa sesikhuluma ngokungethembeki lokho
ye yikho ngitsho ukuthi yabona ungaze uyehle from khona ngapho phezulu kuwo-parliament lokho sehla siyaphansi uzehlela kuwo-ward level kuma-villages batothi kuningi vele okungathembakali kwabantu okwenza abanye bakhangele nje ukuthi sizakuthini ukuthi ekuqaleni vele kungasezukhulume kulwana umbuso wakuqala ungakhuluma ubusaba iliso kakhulu kodwa khona kuningi kakhulu okunye sesaba lokukhuluma kodwa okunye ku-involva izihlobo njalo njalo
hayi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu baba magaya ungathina kusasa
ye kodwa sicela baba i-committee le I don't know whether that an independent committee kumbe injani into ezingezifuna ukucutshungula ngama-committee akumele yangamele hlangothi
le yi-parliamentary committee ngiyedalela e-parliament
ya ngiyayiza nje but sokumele lokuyehla kusiya phansi abe khona ama-committees acubungula into zingalezo ngokuthi sifuna ukulungisa phela ikusasa elizwe ukuthi ibe right kumbe ibe ngcono
kodwa kungenziwa njani khonoku nxa udinga independent committee ngombono wakho
ya ikuthi izinto ezemthetho lani abanye athi ziqondisisi siyabe sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe njeba silama-member of parliament labo bantu bani abakhangele isigaba nesigaba yibo kade sibathembile but kade silabo kukhanya abanye babo kabathembakali but bayeze abantu ngobuningi emhlabeni jikelele ukuthi kungcono kube lama-committees angamelanga uhlangothi azangena esigabeni esijajene acungule i-corruption ekhona
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzane ongathina kusasa baba
okay ngiyabonga baba
yeah thank you so much all what he's saying is that there is lots and lots of corruption in Zimbabwe and he says of course government wants to reduce it but you can't see that coming because he says out of a certain corrupt system you know there are so many linkages including relatives friends everybody's in so people are eating in the same pot and when the pot is very juicy you know he says there are going to be more heads into that kind of thing but he made a proposal to say let there be independent committees that can actually investigate some of the things.
Right,
so I don't know whether that's a good idea or not. Maybe our guest can actually go into that.
Thank you, Dwe. Vachamba.
Yebo.
Munoti chine zvataurwa izvi.
Vanhu mapazi hurumende kana kuti vanhu vafanange vachiita basa rekurwisa uri zviripo tingati isusu tikatarisa makwete edu pane mitemo iripo ikaitwa nemazvo inokwanisa kuti kubatsira kubvisa uori mapurisa mitemo maindependent ishing aripo iwaya asi kuti akasunga ndira dzakundo nesystem inenge iripo yacho saka haakwanisi kuita basa ravo nemazvo because ndambotaura pamusoro pekuti the political will is from the top to the bottom. Tika ndopaka panofira nyaya dzedu dzechepapapa nekuti havana kuwa simba rakazara rekuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Tikatarisa kumakotsi uhuri huriko kumapurisawo amene zvichizvi kuti zvaka zobva ku road kuti vari kuite chi.
Ndinotenda vachitamba. Musaenda henyu, musaenda henyu. What Mr. Chawamba is saying here is that we have in adequate laws in the country that we have a very good we have very good laws that could easily take care of the corruption issues. But then he also says that the system is such that it stops the law from being implemented. So he gives the example that there's a lot of corruption in the courts, there's a lot of corruption in the police, and he wonders what the police are doing now since they have been stopped from asking for bribes in the roads and things like that. So he's blaming the system, but he's saying that we have adequate laws that can actually get rid of corruption, but then the system is what is at fault. Yeah.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about corruption in Zimbabwe. This comes at a time when a businessman actually appeared before a parliamentary committee today, being accused of allegedly failing to implement some projects worth millions of dollars that he won through tenders. So our guest tonight is Mr. Alois Chiumba, or Chaumba, Regional Programs Manager of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also watch us on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook. There's Jerry Ndlovu who says, upale ngesintu sibiluti, ngicabanga ukuthi kunengi okwenza ukuthi abantu bangethembeki kwele Zimbabwe. Lokhu yikho sibi lokho sokwenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe ugcine usiba kusimo lesi esibi. So siyabona ukuthi lamdla kuyaqhubekela phambili. Yeah, so do you have any people?
Yes, I've got quite a few interesting messages.
Yes.
This one comes from Chamu Muru. Anoti, andina angu kunzwa chirongwa chacho. He's referring to the parliamentary committee hearing. Asikana abvuma kuti anga asina kukodzera kupiwa matenda awa. Zvichafambiswa sei? Mari yanzi inodzoka here? Kana kuti achapedzisa project yacho? He wants to know what's the next thing now. And then Tsitsi Masango Nyamkapa anoti, ko memberero dze 21st movement dziriko here gore rino gadziro hatisa tambonzwa nezvatso. Well, she's asking about the celebrations for the 21st movement, which is something else. And Edson Dawana anoti, uvori hurumende haimbogoni zvachose, is just like network. Uri kutangira mumba mauri kubuda chaimo. So he's saying that this whole thing is emanating from inside, and the government, there's very little that the government can say about this, can do about it. The last one I have here is Neil Emmanuel Muneri. He says that he must submit himself to Chikurubi together with the so-called expired minister without a delay. So you can see that the people are very interested in this, but they just don't feel that justice will be served.
Yes, and we've got Busani Mbuso Ntini, who writes, Zimbabwe is the new Nigeria. There is corruption everywhere. Corruption is actually the order of the day. You go to government, there's corruption. You go to churches, there's corruption. You go anywhere, profits, industries, even among people, there's a lot of corruption. Uhlupho lweZimbabwe in 37 years, ikuthi sibili kube uphume icorruption yaba yiyo phezulu. Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu writes, hey, you guys, I'm watching you from Oliver Tambo International Airport. Yes, yawuza khona ngapho ke mfowethu. Kuzobuya labanye ke abasibhalelayo. Siyabonga Leni Ndlovu la ukhona khonapha. Pamela Kumalo uyaphinda njalo uthi ngibukele bafo. Yes, lathi sikwethulela khonoko. So I guess we've got another guest. That is our second guest. And this is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, a political and economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I am from Harare in Zimbabwe, but I am not really corrupt.
Oh yeah.
we are very glad to hear that.
Yeah, so
because I'm poor, so that's why I'm saying I'm not corrupt.
Very good. So you heard what was said in Parliament, and you know, juxtapose what you heard in Parliament with what Mr. Mnangagwa has been saying in the past, you know, concerning corruption. Does it make sense?
Well, it does make sense in the sense that if you are bringing in a new order of things and you are rebranding yourself and rebranding the country, it is very legitimate to condemn the previous system. It's natural. The only challenge is that the man has been in the system for almost about 50 years, if you want to be generous. And you can imagine, he is not on record. The only person who was on, the only two or three people that were on record in condemning for corruption in ZANU-PF is, Jason Njuru. And I can't remember this gentleman of Masungo who said Mugabe should go. I can't quite remember his name now.
Mavaire.
Mm-hmm. And you know how they were treated, especially Mavaire. So I think ED has a legitimate electoral responsibility to condemn corruption. But I'm afraid it's a little too late and too little.
So,
vangwenda munofunga kuti todini nenyaya iyi tofamba takatarisa kupi wezvotofamba sei?
Hapana dambudziko nderekuti vanotonga vana Mnangagwa vane shamwari dzavo havanyatsoverenga bumbiro remutemo. Bumbiro remutemo rakagadzirisa Anti-Corruption Commission. Saka ma organs of justice, makose edu, mitemo yedu, yese iripo, hazvitombotsvagi kuti kuite zvinyowani. Saka kungoti munhu wese anga ari muzanu, anga ari muutongi wezanu, anofungidzirwa, nokuti kufungidzira chinhu chakanaka, anofungidzirwa kuti akaita uori, ngangozviisa kumatare kuti ndauya nditongei kana pane umbowo mondisungawo. Saka ndo inonzi credibility iyoyi. Kwatiri kuenda kwakanaka, asi ngakuve nechido chokuti avo vari muutongi ngavazivise pachena pajekerere kuti kana inini ndandishanda nezanupf ndichifungidzirwa kuti ndine uori, matare aripo, mabhuku angu aripo, toona kuti uri parichena. Hapana chinoneta.
Tirozvinzwa. Handiti muchiripo musaenda, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. What he's saying here is that the president himself and those people around him do not value the constitution, because he says that everything is there in the constitution to such an extent that if the president wanted to use the constitution to clean up things, he could easily do that. But him and his people are not interested in that. And he also urges that those people who were or who are in ZANU-PF who might have committed these acts of corruption should surrender themselves to say, this is what I did. And you know, and then we see how to proceed. Generally, this is my favorite part from what he said. He believes that the country is headed in the right direction, but we must always remember the constitution and make sure that we employ the law to deal with these issues.
Thank you so much.
That's Mr. Ngwenya. Yes.
Let's go back to Mr. Alois Chaumba. Mr. Chaumba, we remember, or maybe if we recall a little bit, recently the Zimbabwean government actually asked top government officials to declare their assets. Is this part of the way that they are fighting against corruption? Or it's just something in vain?
Kana kuti vakaimba ine 50 rooms
He is very interesting views here about the declaration of assets by top government officials. He says that we must be careful not to legitimize corruption because he wants to know that the things that they are declaring right now, where did they get them? We need to have a lifestyle audit to see the how the income of the person from his employment and the assets that he's declaring today. He's talking about big houses with the helicopter pads on the roof and things like that. He wants to see how that money was acquired before it is being declared as part of the fight against corruption that the president
was talking about. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I guess we've got a caller, Mudau. Maybe that's a Shona caller. Can I talk to the caller?
I saw Shona living.
Hey, nda.
Nda.
As kulmo kwa kitu pe. Na lao sunga ma pe da kusha.
The government must be sincere, aren't they? Right. For starters, because there were corrupt people surrounding the president, aren't they? They were never taken to court. Whether they skipped the country or whatever, but the government Ekona took action because they knew what in it, Namasela, aren't they? Now we are talking of Uchivayo. Uchivayo is an ex-convict. How does government give someone who's an ex-convict a tender? How was he cleared in the first place? It was supposed to have been just automatic with Vele. The government in Aleo, in Ghana, it was Chinese out of Nathan, the Bokasuku for corruption. It's a Tatawani. Then, on the other hand, we are looking at Chivalry's age and the way he breaks. What to say in the image in Ganan? Move on, no one to 70 years, number 6 years, or say in the image in Ganan Chivalry. At his age, it had default.
Yeah.
So, common sense should prevail. Being as a big thing with that, it actually makes us more angry as citizens of this country. So literally all I'm saying is Uchivayo was among the first people who were supposed to have been taken in and not assaulted, but interrogated in a legal manner to say, how did you achieve this? How did you achieve this? It does not need a rocket scientist to say Uchivayo is corrupt. From being a convict, suddenly being a millionaire, we will come back and I see where America is, but we don't use in drugs. I'm done. Thank you. Good night.
I'm welcome, Dow. Spongle, cool, Mzala. You want to know, sir?
Okay.
Cheers, bro. So, you know, this guy, this gentleman, as you heard, he says, this guy, you know, used to show off, you know, and is still showing off his kind of lifestyle. So he says, how many people that are 70 have got that kind of money? that this young man has, you know. Mm. Says, you know, through common sense, you can tell that there's something wrong here. So maybe siyakubaba uJoyce Nyoye. Baba Ngwenya. Nantu daba lapha sibe lokutshengisela ukuthi enqe kwakutshengisela vele kulama indicators ukuthi umnumzana lapha ama tenders akhe la baba la. So akutsho ke okhunywa ngubaba umntawo lapha ukuthi ungathini ngakho.
Ya look ukuthi umuntu unothile emntomna ngumntwana engathi emnganyanyana. Ah, lokhu akulandaba ngoba siyazi ukuthi Bill Gates labanye labantu abaningi abe-state baziza indlela zokwenza imali bengabantwana abancane. Kodwa udaba elukhona ngelokuthi indlela anikwa ngayo ama-contract, vele into yakhona vele isegcekeni, akudingeki ukuthi vele aye ku-parliamentary committee. Ngoba kulaba-members ye-board yezesa abakwanisayo ukuthi vele bahambe. Emakhothi bayefuna ukuthi imali le sasakhona simnikeze uminister ulenke wayekhona laye. So lokhu ngikudlalisa imali zama-taxpayer. So kutshengisela nje ukuthi abantu abaningi abayisebenzelana le-ZANU-P F babebhilida ama-parasita or bakhangaye bakhuluma ngakho besithi osifamantwandela bayenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Into yakhona singathi nesikhiwa iku-public domain. Akudingeki ukuthi kube le-parliamentary commission. Maye nje ugukusonguni basangena endleleni le-anti-corruption commission ngoba atebha bonke ukuthi bayichasa bethi emacaleni imithetho ikhona ingadila lapho khonokho.
So Mr. Ngwenya says, you know, he was responding to what Mr. Mudawa was saying, that being young is not and rich is not a crime. He says you can have money, so no problem over that. But he says most people that were linked to the ruling ZANU-PF party actually devastated parastatals. So that's why Zimbabwe is finding itself in today.
Yeah.
So maybe we can go to our other guest, Mr. Chaumba.
Mr. Chaumba.
Hello.
Muri kumanzwa mashoko ari kukandwa kandwa aya.
Handi kuanzwa.
Ndimwe mune basa rakatarisana nenyaya dzouriri. Chimbotiudzira zvamunofunga kusvika panapa.
Ya basa riripo zvechokwadi. Ende isusu se-Southern Africa tikuita maprograms akasiyana-siyana ekuedza kudzidzisa vanhu kuti vakwanise ku to take charge of their lives against corruption. Tinotima community voluntary and corruption monitoring groups vari kuedzawo nepaunogona ete local level kuongorora kuti nyaya dzeuori dziri kuitika nyaya dzeuori dzinofambiswa sei munharaunda mavagere kana vanga vazviona vachiripota kune mapazi anokwanisa kuripotwa nyaya dzacho vafanana nemapurisa kana kumakoti kuti vanhu vakure vachizeza kuita chinhu chechi zveuori. Tiri kuendawo zvemuzvikoro nemacolleges tichifoma maclubs maliti and corruption clubs muzvikoro nemacolleges kuti tichiita chirongwa chedzimwe dzanzi teach them young tivabate vachiri vaditi varege kunge vaine tsika yekuda kuita chi zveuori izvizvi. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuitawo seboka kuti tikwanise kuti tive remangwana rakanaka rine vanhu vanotya kupara mhosva vanotya kuita zveuori asi kuti tishandire kuti tise Zimbabwe pamberi tedi kuti Zimbabwe first iwoyo mashure kwete kungozvifunga ivo pachavo asi kufunga nyika kuti nyika ibudiriwe.
Saka basa ramuri kuita kuzvinezvi riri kufamba zvakanaka, munogutsikana nezviri kuitika?
Tiri kufara nazvo nekuti vabiki vari kutambira kwazvo chirongwa ichochichi nekuti ndo vari kunyanya kwafetwa nenyaya dzeuori dzidzidzi. Mabasa haasi kuwanikwa zviri kuitwa zvechiokomoko mumacolleges pati nepati. Saka vechidiki uyezvewo mumamisha umu pane vanhu vari kutorerwa minda yavo nemadzitabhuku vari kuona zvichibatsira kuti zvinopedza uori kana vachinge vakabatana pamwe chete vachiongorora kuti
Okay. Aiwa, mazvita vachawamba. Tine umwe pafoni apa, Tatenda Nyakatawa. Uripo here?
Ndiripo makadi baba.
Aiwa, tiripo vakuru vangu. Tibatsirewo nenyaya yedu anhasi ye.
Okay. Ini ndinoona sekuti nhau dzekorapsheni avangazimende zvati serious nenyaya dzacho. Inyaya dzekungotaura dzinoda kufadza vanhu here kuti tiri kurwisa uri vachida kuti vafarirwe nevanhu katika kunyatotarisa kuti zvipanzwa zvacho zviri kuitwa kuti uhuru wacho upere nezvipi hapana nauti nenyaya ya wiki nechivhai abvuma pamberi pedaro kuti zvishuwa ndakapiwa tenda iyi magwaro chaiwo chaiwo asipo uye zvisina kunyatsotedzwa gwara nyaya yaisi yawiki noko akamupa wacho tenda iyi akumbonzi ari kuitwa sei uchino abvuma kuti zveshuwa ndakapiwa tenda ndichina zvinokodzera kuti ndipiwe but hapasi kutaurwa zvevanhu vakaawadza tenda yeyo kuna wichino pari kutaurwa zvawichino akaitiwa sei nani wanhiwa wari kuitwa sei iko zvino tinenyaya tizivise kuti mapepa ari kubika tinongobva tichadzokorodza kunyora tichizoda izvozvo ko vari kumbobudisa mapepa acho vachaitwa sei zviri kumbofamba sei samuri kuona kuti nyaya dzeworidi dzinongotaurwa kuti tida kurwisa wori tozodai muno muzimbabwe you cannot talk of corruption kuti tida kurwisa wori tichisiya vanhu vakaita sana obed mpofu vachifamba vari scot free someone who almost bhoti wange yese and hik fos anosiwa hapana kana finance minister pamusoro pezvese anotomudifenda kuti hano agara anga ane mari dzake saka unotoona kuti nyaya dzeworizi inyaya dzekuda kungotaura mapepa asi zvinozonyatsoitwa kana kuti anosvimba sai hapana
aiwa mashoko enyu matsvene tinomaunzwa zvikuru dhuve nyaya iyi ichanetsa chose vataumba pavapasira kutaura vanga vachitaura pamusoro pezvavari kuita ivo nesangano ravo mukubatsira kudzisa nyaya yecorruption so he is saying that they are involved in educating youngsters about anti-corruption issues because they are the most affected. So they are working hard on that, trying to, like he says, catch them young to make sure that they, you know, when they grow up, they can shun this kind of of situation. And now, Tatenda Nyakatawa says that the government is not serious about the fight against corruption. He says that it's just show. There is, you know, there is nothing really going on because he says that there is no evidence that anything is being done. He wants to know that Chivayo comes in parliament and admits that he was not worthy of the tenders that he got. He admits that he used the influence from some politicians. We don't hear anything about all those people who facilitated this corruption. All we hear is Wikinel Chivayo, this Wikinel Chivayo, that. What about the people who made it possible for him to do or to undertake all these corrupt practices? He also wonders about Zimsek, why the kids are just being dragged around. We are not hearing anything about the people who caused this fiasco in the first place. They are trying to fix the situation to silence people, but we are not hearing about the people who actually did this whole thing, whether they have been found out or anything. So that is his concern. He also ends by saying that as long as people like Minister Obed Mpofu are running around free, all this talk about fighting corruption is not real.
So we put a disclaimer there that we are not necessarily saying that Mr. Mpofu committed any sin or he is actually corrupt. So, in fact, a person has to be convicted.
Exactly.
For some people to say he is actually having a crime.
Exactly.
So let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line. Tandazani Mtinekaya Ndebele. Baba Tandazani, kunjani?
Mpilele baba tuwele njani?
Mpilele kakulu, kunjani ekoli kona?
Ay, ekoli kuyaze kushise mini kota abati selisina kwa zinda.
Ye, akucho ke mfuka Ndebele kutu wena. Wena umbono wako sibili, nga uchivayo ya hamba kuna ngale talele paramendi. Akulume konke konuko wako tulile kuna ngale. Po kutuwa na kono?
Okokuqala Dube corruption le eseZimbabwe ngathi isenhloko yelizwe bona abakhulu asebahofisini babenza i-corruption njalo i-corruption eZimbabwe i-government yaqala i-corruption nxa ngathi ngikhumbula kahle kule ndaba ye-Willowvale scandal indaba ye-Willowvale kulapho kumele kubotshwe khona amaminista lama-MP baxotshe umsebenzi baye emajele kodwa umongameli wayekhona leso sikhathi ngoba laye wayethethe uhlangothi engomunye wabo wabavikela kwazobuya okanga indaba zomumbu abanengi ngabala kuze ke phumilanga so mbona ati corruption kumele bona phezulu ama minister yabanye bakunomeli ngathi bebochiwe lo ndoda uchivayo lo njobe sekhulumile awudinga bona abantu abamnika ithenda leyo babe bababochwayo labe ebe ngomnye wabo kodwa uma mnika bona babe bahamba phambili uwangcinombe yena akhitshwe ngoba ukhuluma iqiniso lakhe elipheleleyo kodwa bona uba yibo bamnika yibo abantu ababe-corrupt
so kodwa ubona zani kodwa bangabagijimisa bona aba abantu nje bona ngobona kwakho sibe bangababopha
banjani
bangababopha yini bolaba bamnika itenda
khonokho ukuthi kuyavikelwana bazame ukubotshwa kathi kwehlule kanti kuthiwa kule anti-corruption umsebenzi wangowana kumbe babopha laba abantu abanjengathi ukuthiwa vele kasilancedo singobani abantu abalezikhundla ukuthi bale mali baphuma kodwa ke siyalingana kula muntu otambule imali mbulani siyafanana singamazimbabwe sonke so ilizwe lezimbabwe ukuze liqhubekele phambili abantu abakehamba abanye beke beyipika abahambe entolongweni abantu beke botshe ngoba ngiza kutshela ngaye ngabuza omunye umfana osebenze ikhampani yama-icecream leyo kuthiwa yi-dairy board ya ungakhangela ikhampani yonke lana abantu abasebenza laphana bavele emaswingo ikhampani yonke ngathi ngibuza omunye wade hayi thina umanager sivela la ekhaya so ukuze ungene umsebenzi la kumele uqhuba inkomo yeshiye emzini kamanetha
ye madoda
ya ungaqhuba inkomo yeshiye emzini kamanetha ibizo lakho selibhaliwe mzana kuthatha abantu ekhampanini uzagadi ibhasi usiza kobulawayo so yi-corruption leyana epheleleyo nxa ungalandela abantu company by company kubhekwa ukuthi lo uphumaphi ekhaya uphuma futhi umuntu usuke ekhatshana khonale ngokuthi umali makhe ongumanetha ekhampanini usezongena umsebenzi ngathi komnye iminyaka ngisasebenza kuzupco kwabhubha omunye umanager ekhampanini kwaphuma amabhasi amabili egcwele izisebenzi wonke umuntu ethi umalume omunye ethi usekuru omunye ethi ngimwana waningi kwafica ukuthi ngabantu one ikhampani yonke
ikhampani yavalwa
obviously umsebenzi awusahamba ekhampanini that is a big loss to the company so i-corruption ezimbabwe mbona ngathi abekebekele ukukhuluma ngomlomo bethatha i-action akusisizi ukube loko besibangela umsindo asobantwana abenze into eziyizo uchivayo lo ngakade esisikhuluma ukuthi abantu abamnika ithenda sebebotshiwe so thina lanxa ngabe ile mali yami ingaziwe emahofisini ingaziwa kupresident kutho ukuthi akuna thenda enizayithola indawo zezikolo ungakhayela indawo zezikolo umntwana udinga indawo yesikolo kodwa kumele uyedmaster la ethole okuyidrink
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
njebeleedala ukuthi ke loko sikhuluma sibangumsindo emanyuzipepeni emarejeni kungala i-action eyenziwayo mbona ade akusiza bazame uku-act babe lokho ebangela abantu umsindo akubotshwa abantu
kuhlowa faka isikhonkwane mfowethu uhlowa tshayela ugodo sibili sibonga kakhulu mgcine ekhaya
ya thina abanye bayasidanisa ngoba baye loko bekhuluma nge-corruption kodwa kungela nto abayenzayo people must be arrested into leyi suka khatshana yavelekelelwa from the word khonye wilovele walandela iindaba zokankayi zonke lezana kade esi-railways kuyini abantu abesenze i-railways angikwazi ukuthi bayebangako i-dunlop kuyini amakhampani onke awile ngendaba ze-corruption
hayi suchayile mfowethu sibonge kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mgcine ekhaya
ya kubonga mina dube kodwa abeke bekele ukudlala ngabantu benza into eziyizo ezigondileyo kade esomnangako usebotswana kakabuza u-un ukuthi adena angali i-corruption ikhona ebotswana kodwa iyakhontroleka ungabanjwe ebotswana nzi i-corruption uyahamba lokuhamba
hayi
sikuzbayenza sibili especially amapholisa abaseduze kwebhoda efrancetown babenza i-corruption kakhulu ebotswana but akwezinye indawo abantu bayesafa
hayi sikuzwile kakhulu dandazane thank you so much mza sibongele
kubonga mina duve
yeah that is dandazane mgcine ekhaya ndebele is really bitter about what is going on he says all this started long back you remember the Eurogate car scandal then came in the May scandal and then other kind of corrupt activities. So he says, any person who's linked to Mr. Chivayo, especially those that awarded him the tender, should actually be arrested. He says, you know, this guy should be exonerated because he has actually said a lot in public. So meaning that he has exposed corruption. And further went on to say that, you know, even employment opportunities, there's a lot of corruption. He says, for you to be employed at Zupco at one stage, you needed to be coming from Maswingo or somewhere else, you know? So he says at one stage, you know, some company manager had some problems. And at the end of the day, some buses had to go to Maswingo or whatever, you know? and the company is shut down because every relative had to go for a funeral. So he says, even at schools, there's a lot of corruption. He says, for you to get a place for your kid, you need to give the headmaster a drink. In Nigeria, they call it a token of appreciation. I don't know what Mr. Chaumba will call it in Zimbabwe. So maybe talk to him and let's hear what he's going to say.
Mr. Chaumba, tazoka kwa muri. Nasi atumbo kure gere, moto titawari na kutisu, zuno famba sesu. Muno zwana sesu atawari wanawan devele, antiti? Ndewan devele?
Yeah, devele, yes.
Ma shoka atawari wanawan devele, muno mawana sesu?
Oto promote kwa uenda unenye ministry. Kwa maisho kana zanyaya kuta wananya kuta rula serego. Umbu wanzu wa ambasada buda unze kwe nika. Kutuwa na wango kangano. Saka muna mu Zimbabwe kuita uori. Itori passport ya kutuwa kwanza kuona government in post.
So are you saying that... this has been going on for a long, long time,
yeah.
And they've done studies about the corruption in the country from way back when, and he says that he still has to come across somebody who has been convicted and jailed after being convicted of corruption. So he's not... optimistic about it. Yeah.
So let's go to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, uzwile lapha ke umnumzana Ndebele. Ukhulume lokuthi ke umnanga lamhlanje sikhuluma kule Botswana. So uthi njengoba kule Botswana khona ngale, kambe ukuthi angathapha okunye yini angakubisa eZimbabwe ukuthi alwisana longethembe khona.
Kule amathuba amaningi ade silawo okuthi sifunde ukuthi umbuso welizwe izibekenziwa kanjani eBotswana. Kodwa wawukwaceda umgama waceda isikhathi sonke lokhu edebisana labokama kungela sifunde asiphathayo. Kodwa iqiniso nxa usendaweni njengoBotswana lithuba lokuthi ufunde ukuthi ama-systems abo ahamba kanjani. Lokuthumezela ama-attachment, kuthumezela ama-permanent secretary, lamapolisa, futhi bahlale basebenzele abantu i-attachment yinto eqakathekile ukwenzela ukuthi asebenzise ithuba lakhona. Ye, i-corruption ikhoma njengwesitho ikhona nje eBotswana, kodwa kayiso institutionalized corruption. Lithuba lokuthi afunde ukuthi nje sihambiswa kanjani.
So Mr. Chaumba, is it possible for Mr. Mnangagwa to get something out of the Botswana experience in terms of fighting corruption? So he's in Botswana right now, and Mr. Ndebele suggested that he should go there and he should take something out of what he will learn from Botswana. We know that he's visiting a diamond farm, a mine, and the president himself, who's always fighting against corruption. So can it be done through some kind of quote and unquote contamination, you know?
Tinotarisira kuti zvingadaro asi sambotoka nomumutaura achiti president vanga vari muhurumende kana kuti kumukura kwadarika 50 days kuti tozofunga kuti vangazoshandura kuita kwavo inini hangu inonangu zvinyerema kuti vanhu vakavatenderedza vachivavo ndo magogodera ehungu rachiwa yayi. Saka zvinoita kuti vaite judgment dzanzi kuti kubayatenga hama yako. Nekuti takationa pavakawanawo ndakabvumita chekuti vanga havasi serious nenyaya dzekurwisa uhoyo nekuti vakachiwacho chavo. Saka tinongoti hakungofambawo kwavanga kwarungwetiwo zvavo.
Well, he's not optimistic at all because he says Mnangagwa, President Mnangagwa, will not learn anything from Botswana. He also alludes to the fact that he has been up at the top there in government and the party for a long, long, long time. And the people around him are just like him. So he doesn't think that President Mnangagwa can actually do anything about it. Mm-hmm. He also mentions about the choice of his cabinet ministers. And that's where he loses his hope completely as far as this is concerned. And, you know, like I said earlier, he says that he won't learn anything from Botswana.
Mm. So I'm told that we've got caller and caller here to Moshangani. Moshangani, unjani?
Hey, Nkongana.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani udabala kwaChivayo kambe ukuthi ungethembe kugcwele kangaka.
Mina ngendlela ngibona ngayo angeke iphele because uyabona la bantu laba mabangena esihlalweni babasebenza nithini bafele lapho. Angithi uzokhumbula lo mfana loyo bathi ukhudzana esibhanga angithi ukhulumile athi loya nguye la kuzolahleka khona amabhiliyoni loyo uSiwenga. Manje ngikho lapho abafuze bafunisile khona ukuthi iqiniso yanjani le muntu layikhulumileyo ukuthi iqiniso rasiqiniso manje i-corruption izophela kanjani ma kunjani.
So kunzima lapho.
Manje kunzima ngeke kuphele because uyabona ukuthi kufana nala eSouth Africa. Ngiyakutshela ukuthi uJulius Malema nguyazi akhulumile uzobona namhlanje uZuma angasafuneki ukuthi akhulumile kufana nokuthi akhulume ukuthi lo usebenzisana nelaba kaGupta. Manje isikhathi loya usipanga akhuluma abafuze bafunisile semtime because angeke uzofunisa abanye nawe uyajontsha futhi uyabona ukuthi kuyafana. So indaba yakhona abantu laba fela ehlabeni ngizokutshela kula ku-MDC ngibo abafuze bakhampeni banesikhathi sokukhampeni ukuthi la bantu bayatshontsha kufana nala eSouth Africa khona manje ama-opposition phatha nesikhathi sokuthi bayakhampeni bathi heyi niyayibona le phathi le ruling party labayatshontshe manje laba bantu balwela isihlalo abanye umuntu wakhona bamnikeza naye uthangela ufuna ukufela lapho but waye bangamkhiphi ukuthi bafake abantu laba bhiliyo bani yabona ukuthi angeke phele i-corruption.
Ya hayi sibongele kakhulu Moshongane. Yeah. So all what he's saying is that you know, in Zimbabwe, people are fighting over positions, you know, to get to the top there, in order to steal maybe. So he says that's a big problem. Instead of fighting corruption like what is happening in South Africa, you know, the opposition is always, you know, wrangling over certain issues. Like right now, we cited the issue of the Tsvangirai Isaka, you know, that the man is sick and people are fighting over his position and some even overstay and all those kind of things. Since all that amounts to a certain degree, some kind of corruption. So maybe we can have some commentary from Ngwenya.
Mr. Ngwenya.
His last word, yeah.
Muchiripo ere.
Andiripo.
Muchidimbu dimbu. Tipe mashoko kupetzira amunofunga.
Nini ndinofunga kuti vanhu vese vari muhurongo iko zvino ngavaziise ini public court of judgment vaziise mazita avo kuti isusu takatenda nehurumende vamugabe asi kana muchikwati tine uori marekwebhedi toda kuti tinge tichivhura chapta itsva ndokuti tinge takananga kumberi.
Yeah, you know, he suggests that all those people who have been associated with the past government should volunteer themselves, you know, to the authorities to see if they are clean or not, and then maybe take the situation from there.
You know, and then maybe our last...
Yes, go ahead,
sir. Our last person is Noma Kabo, who writes, "Kunzima kwele kiti kwele Zimbabwe." She's saying Zimbabwe is a very tough place to work in. So siyabonga kakhulu ke noma utugqiba ngkonoko. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Alois Chaumba, Regional Programs Manager of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, and political commentator Rejoice Ngwenya. We thank our guests, our listeners and viewers who also joined us tonight. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. I'm hoping that you stay well and we meet right here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.